By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome back to our program Rise and Shine, and a very important and unique topic we're going to be talking about inshallah عز وجل. And hopefully, inshallah, we try to act upon it and pass the knowledge on to others as well. Inshallah, azawajal, we listen to the recitation of the glorious Quran. And remember, whenever we listen to the recitation of the glorious Quran, we listen to it attentively and carefully, because it's not only listening, it's learning as well. And because it's going to be translated in Urdu as well. So for the listeners who understand Urdu, it'll be an opportunity for us to understand what the Quran is teaching us as well, inshallah, azza wa jal. So please bear in mind, inshallah, azza wa jal, that whenever we listen to the Quran, we listen to it attentively. If you're playing about with anything, if you're doing anything, leave them for a short while, because now we're going to be listening to the beautiful recitation of the glorious Quran. Sallu alal Habib. صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
میں اللہ تعالیٰ کی پناہ میں آتا ہوں شیطان مردود سے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا
وتفقد الطير فقال ما لي لا أرى الهدهد أم كان من الغائبين
اور پرندوں کو جائزہ لیا تو بولا مجھے کیا ہوا کہ میں ہدہد کو نہیں دیکھتا یا وہ واقعی حاضر نہیں
لَأُعَذِّبَنَّهُ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا أَوْ لَأَذْبَحَنَّهُ أَوْ لَيَأْتِيَنِّي بِسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ
ضرور میں اسے سخت عذاب کروں گا یا ذبح کر دوں گا یا کوئی روشن سند میرے پاس لائے
فَمَكَثَ غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ فَقَالَ أَحَطْتُ بِمَا لَمْ تُحِطْ بِهِ وَجِئْتُكَ مِنْ سَبَإٍ بِنَبَإٍ يَقِينٍ
تو ہدہد کچھ زیادہ دیر نہ ٹھہرا اور آ کر عرض کی میں وہ بات دیکھ آیا ہوں جو حضور نے نہ دیکھی اور میں شہر سبا سے حضور کے پاس ایک یقینی خبر لایا ہوں
إني وجدت امرأة تملكهم وأوتيت من كل شيء ولها عرش عظيم
میں نے ایک عورت دیکھی کہ ان پر بادشاہی کر رہی ہے اور اسے ہر چیز میں سے ملا ہے اور اس کا بڑا تخت ہے
وجدتها وقومها يسجدون للشمس من دون الله وزين لهم الشيطان أعمالهم فصدهم عن السبيل وزين لهم الشيطان أعمالهم فصدهم عن السبيل فهم لا يهتدون
میں نے اسے اور اس کی قوم کو پایا کہ اللہ کو چھوڑ کر سورج کو سجدہ کرتے ہیں اور شیطان نے ان کے اعمال ان کی نگاہ میں سوار کر ان کو سیدھی راہ سے روک دیا تو وہ راہ نہیں پاتے
اَلَّا يَسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ الَّذِي يُخْرِجُ الْخَبَأَ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تُخْفُونَ وَمَا تُعْلِنُونَ
کیوں نہیں سجدہ کرتے اللہ کو جو نکالتا ہے آسمانوں اور زمین کی چھپی چیزیں اور جانتا ہے جو کچھ تم چھپاتے ہو اور ظاہر کرتے ہو
اللہ لا الہ الا ہوا رب العرش العرش العظیم،
اللہ ہے کہ اس کے سوا کوئی سچا معبود نہیں، وہ بڑے عرش کا مالک ہے.
قال سننظر اصدقت ام كنت من الكاذبین،
سلیمان نے فرمایا اب ہم دیکھیں گے کہ تو نے سچ کہا یا تو جھوٹوں میں ہے.
اذهب بكتابي هذا فألقه إليهم ثم تول عنهم فانظر ماذا يرجعون،
میرا یہ فرمان لے جا کر ان پر ڈال، پھر ان سے الگ ہٹ کر دیکھ کہ وہ کیا جواب دیتے ہیں.
قالت يا أيها الملأ إن أُلْقِيَ إِلَيَّ كِتَابٌ كَرِيمٌ،
وہ عورت بولی اے سرداروں بے شک میری طرف ایک عزت والا خط ڈالا گیا.
إِنَّهُ مِن سُلَيْمَانَ وَإِنَّهُ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ،
بے شک وہ سلیمان کی طرف سے ہے اور بے شک وہ اللہ کے نام سے ہے جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا.
اللہ تعلو علی واتونی مسلمین،
یہ کہ مجھ پر بلندی نہ چاہو اور گردن رکھتے میرے حضور حاضر ہو.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. دا ویری بیوٹیفل story of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam and Hudhud. And Hudhud was a bird. It's in English is called a whoopee. And it's a very beautiful story about the Queen Bilqis of Saba. So it's a beautiful story of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam and the Queen of Sheba, the Queen of Saba. The whole miracle, the whole story, if you read the translation and the tafsir of these verses, it's very beautiful. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Asif bin Barkhiya, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, who was the minister of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, how he brought the throne of the Queen Bilqis to Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. The throne of Bilqis came to Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam in just, as they say, that closing of an eyelid. And inshallah, azawajal, we're going to listen to the other verses of this beautiful story as well. And this is what the Quran is. It's full of these unique stories that we could learn from. And unique, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, stories that, you know, we can be telling our children, how our children can learn from them as well. So these stories, there's a very beautiful book regarding these. It's called Ajaibul Quran Ma'a Gharaibul Quran, Quranic Wonders. It's been translated into English as well. It's available on the website of Dawat Islami. It's available from the Maktabatul Madina bookstores. Buy this book, read the stories, and you'll be amazed how, alhamdulillah, azawajal, the Quran is full of knowledge and full of, subhanallah, these beautiful stories. May Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us to read and understand the glorious Quran. Now it's time for the beautiful kalam, inshallah, azawajal. So let's go and listen to the beautiful kalam. Sallu ala al-habib. صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
میں شوق مدینے جاوڑ دا، میرے دل وچ حسرت ہور نہیں، آقا تیری مرضی ہے ساڈا تے کوئی زور نہیں، آقا تیری مرضی ہے ساڈا تے کوئی زور نہیں، میری عقل بھی نہیں میری شکل بھی نہیں، مینو یار مناون دا ڈھنگ بھی نہیں، میری عقل بھی نہیں میری شکل بھی نہیں، مینو یار مناون دا ڈھنگ بھی نہیں میرا عشق بھی رومی ورگا نہیں میرا عشق بھی رومی ورگا نہیں میری جامی ورگی ٹور نہیں پر مینو شوق مدینے جاون دا میرے دل وچ حسرت ہور نہیں میرا عشق یہ کہندا ہے حوصلہ رکھ آقا دا بلاوا آوے گا میرا عشق یہ کہندا ہے حوصلہ رکھ آقا دا بلاوا آوے گا پر کی کریے بے صبری دا پر کی کریے بے صبری دا میرے دل وچوں جاندا چور نہیں تیرے نام دے تذکرے عرشاں تے تیرے حسن دے چرچے فرشاں تے تیرے نام دے تذکرے عرشاں تے تیرے حسن دے چرچے فرشاں تے کوئی تھا نہیں ایسی جس تھا تے کوئی تھا نہیں ایسی جس تھا تے تیرے عشق دا آقا شور نہیں مینو شوق مدینے جاون دا میرے دل وچ حسرت ہور نہیں تیرے ذکر دے چرچے فرشاں تے تیرے عشق دے چرچے عرشاں تے کوئی ایسی جا نہیں جس جاتے کوئی ایسی جا نہیں جس جاتے میرے آقا تیرا شور نہیں مینو شوق مدینے جاون دا میرے دل وچ حسرت ہور نہیں آقا تیری مرضی اے ساڈا تے کوئی زور نہیں تیری قبر تے حافظ لکھواری پائے دنیا بالے لکھ دیوے تیری قبر تے حافظ لکھواری پائے دنیا بالے لکھ دیوے جے دل وچ عشق نبی دا نہیں تیری روشن ہونی گور وی نہیں مینو شوق مدینے جاون دا میرے دل وچ حسرت ہور نہیں آقا تیری مرضی اے ساڈا تے کوئی زور نہیں
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. ماشاء اللہ عزوجل, ویری بیوٹیفل کلام ریمائنڈز یو آف دا بیوٹیفل سٹی آف مدینۃ المنورہ اینڈ دا بیوٹیفل ٹائمز دیٹ ماشاء اللہ عزوجل پیپل ہیو ان مدینۃ المنورہ. نو ڈاؤٹ الحمد للہ دوز ہو ہیو بین ٹو دا بیوٹیفل سٹیز آف مکہ اینڈ مدینہ وش ٹو گو اگین اینڈ اگین. پرابلی آئی کین سے دیٹ دیز آر دا سٹیز that even if one goes again and again, he never gets tired. You know, if you go to another city, you know, you go for a holiday, you take your family, and sometimes people say, oh yeah, we've been there before, what's the point going there? Yeah, but this city is such that no matter how many times you go, you wish to go again and again. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the ability to inshallah azza wa jal visit the beautiful cities of Haramain Tayyibain. Gee, if you've just joined us, then yes, you are watching our program Rise and Shine. The topic that we have today is how to achieve steadfastness. How to achieve steadfastness, how to achieve sabr. Now, this is another very important aspect of our lives. People will do something and they won't realize that they are doing something wrong. And then when they come across a calamity, a problem, some of the things, ma'azallah, that these people will say is out of the fold of Islam. They'll utter the words of kufr. They'll utter some words of, you know, ma'azallah. They'll say the wrong words. They'll say wrong paragraphs. And that could end up, you know, maybe leaving Islam as well. Let me tell you a story about a woman. It's written in Uyunul Hikayat. Sayyiduna Asma'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that he and his friends were one day traveling through the jungle. And they were very hungry and they came across a tent in the jungle. And so they went to the tent and they called out, and this woman came out, alhamdulillah, in her parda. And we said to her that, look, we are traveling, you know, we lost our way. Could you please help us? And the woman, she says that, please sit down and I will try to fulfill your rights. The rights that are due upon me, I will try to fulfill them. And the rights were that, you know, if you feed a hungry Muslim, inshallah, azawajal, you will get rewarded. So she took off her chadar and she placed it onto the floor. And then she went into the parda behind the curtains. And then she said to them, please sit down and I will prepare something for you. And my son will be here in a moment. And when he comes, he will serve you the food as well. So the Hazrat Sayyiduna Asma'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that we sat on the chadar. And then we saw a person riding a camel coming towards the tent. And the woman, she called out to him and she said that this camel belongs to my son. Where is my son? And has he died? And the person, he says that, yes, you know, I have some bad news for you that your son has died. And she says, how did he die? And he said that the camels, the ropes were entangled in with him. And the camels, when they started to run, sadly your son was pushed by mistake into the well by one of the camels and he died. And the woman, she says, you know, please come. She didn't cry. She didn't say anything. She said to that person, please come. There is a lamb there. If you can slaughter that, inshallah, azawajal, and present it to my guests for dinner. So the person, he came down, he slaughtered the lamb, made the food, the bread and the roti, and they presented food to them. And Sayyiduna Asma'i rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says that, during all that process, I was just thinking to myself, what type of a woman is she? Her son's passed away. She's not cried. She's not said anything. And then when they were at the food, the woman, she said that any one of you could recite any verses of the Quran that will give me that patience, that sabr on the death of my son. And Sayyiduna Asma'i rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says that we recited the verse of the Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 155 and 156. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. And give glad tidings to those who are patient. The patient one are those that when they are afflicted with any calamity, they say, we belong to Allah and only to Him we are to return. And he says that, when we recited the glorious Quran, the woman, she says that, glory be to Allah. Allah Azza wa Jal has told the truth, and she recited to recite, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And says that my son has reached to the bargah of Allah Azza wa Jal, and she recited the kalima tayyiba and subhanallah Azza wa Jal. You know, Hazrat Sayyidina Asma'i rahmatullah alayhi says that when we left that place, our minds were still thinking about how patient this woman was. And subhanallah Azza wa Jal, you know, by listening to this story, it just reminds you of all the problems and the calamities that we may face. You know, all the calamities and problems that we may face today, how do we deal with them? Do we deal with them in a manner that whenever we hear any bad news, we sit back, we recite the verses of the Quran, we also read Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un? Or do we start to cry? Do we start to get out, angry? You know, if someone's broken something, do we get angry? So as Muslims, we need to understand, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, that we are very, very fortunate that Allah Ta'ala has given us life in Islam. Now, what we need to do is we need to take care of our iman. So we need to understand that Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, all these beautiful ni'mats, blessings that Allah Azza wa Jal has given us, these blessings we will have to be answerable to Allah Azza wa Jal on the Day of Judgment. And just like that woman, you know, just think of things. There's a whole list of things in front of me that we could try to do sabr upon them. Like, for example, if someone's got hurt, you've fallen off, maybe someone's tripped you deliberately, maybe someone's pushed you deliberately, try to do sabr upon that as well. And then also, if you get ill, try to do sabr upon that as well. When someone asks you, rather than saying, oh my God, I've got a massive headache, oh my body's aching, I've got this pain, I've got that pain, do sabr. Because if you say to people, I've got pain in my head's cracking up, I've got so much pain in my foot, my eye, it's not going to get better, is it? So rather than, crying pain, why do we not do sabr in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal? Or sometimes when you lose something, now that could be a very, very disastrous thing in our homes, when you've lost something. Where's my passport? Where's my papers? Where's my pen? Where's my key? You know, where's this? Where's that? Where's my money? I put here. And then what happens? People go out of boundary, and then World War III starts in our homes. And I've seen this as well, where, families have broken up because someone has lost something in our home and is blaming his wife, is blaming his children, even blaming their own parents as well. There was a case where an Islamic brother mentioned this story, that someone's lost something at home, probably I think about £1,000. He put them somewhere and he couldn't find them. So therefore, he's assuming, maybe I think he said that he went to someone and he said the money is missed. Someone in your own family that knows about that money. So that's it. He's gone home. He started to blame his wife, his children, everything. The whole family was like a world war. The house, there was no sukoon out there. Every time, his own son was saying that every single day, we've got arguments, we've got, shouting in our homes. Our neighbors sometimes have to come and, calm my parents down. And at the end of the day, what happened? My father found that money in a wardrobe where he put them. And where he put them, when he was taking the clothes, the money just fell to the bottom drawer. And that's where he found them at the end. And then what happened? Just imagine, if you've been labeling your own wife as a thief, your own children as a thief, and then you found that money later on, what would they feel now? Okay, they're in a place where they've got no choice of that. They can't leave the home or they can't go anywhere. So, but all that time, our father was labeling us as thieves. We were having arguments and he found that money. Just imagine being in that situation, how awkward that situation is. In the same way, there is something's gone wrong, your light's gone off, or the bulb's blown, something's happened, and you were doing something and then all of a sudden your pen ink runs out, or anything else, you were on your computer, all of a sudden, we had a power cut and everything's gone down. What do we do at that time? Someone's, rizzed past you, cut into the lane, or someone's not giving you way when you're driving. Someone's about to hit your car. Someone came in front of you. You had to brake hard. All these kind of things. Just imagine, what do we do at that time? As Muslims, what we need to do is we need to be patient. Rather than, swearing, rather than getting angry, rather than punching you know, at the wall rather than doing anything stupid. What we need to do is we need to just calm down and think to yourself, all these kind of, you know, sometimes when people get stuck in the traffic, you know, they get agitated, be sabri. They start swearing, and ma'azallah, anything little now that happens, they start to get agitated and they can't take that. Now, then what happens at the end, you think to yourself, was there a need for all that? You know, I was sat with someone and we were, you know, in a traffic jam, and I was getting late to the airport, and, you know, the guy who was driving was there, you know, bloody hell, get out of my way and all. I said, look, you don't need to do that. Just stay calm. You know, it's my flight, not yours. If I miss the flight, you know, it's my nuksan, not yours. Yeah, so Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, we need to be patient. We need to be, you know, as they say, that you need to chill out at the moment, yeah. Rather than having a heated moment, we need to just calm down. Even at home as well, you know, if your wife's cooking the food, or your anyone else, when they're cooking the food, you don't like the food, there's too much mircha in there, there's too much salt in there, or there's not much salt in there. You didn't ask for this, you wanted to eat something else. And out of anger, out of rage, you throw things and then you go, I'm not eating it. Yeah, all these kind of things, they just show you your character. You are just showing people who you really are. You're not that lovely, jubbly person that is so cool, good with someone. You only find about someone when he's angry, what he would do. In the same way, you know, if you're doing wuzu and the water's warm or the water's too hot or it's too cold, how would you react in that situation? Yeah, you go to the airport, you miss your flight, or the flight's been delayed. How would you react to that? Blaming someone, or this is that, this is stupid, this is no good. I'm going to go and claim, you know, do the, you know, shikayat, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. There's no need for anything, you know. If they're lacking, you know, manpower, what can they do? A person, how much can he? He's not going to run around, whiz around and do everything. He's a human. You know, he can't do it, and they are struggling, especially, you know, we went to Leeds Bradford Airport. I normally travel from here quite a lot. And one day we went to the airport and there was a queue of nearly 1.5 hours we had to wait in that queue. The queue was outside, you know, to the main entrance of the car park. You can imagine, then you get the main entrance of the car park, then you get the whole car park, then you come inside the building. And it was like whiz, 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 straight to the security. And it took us 1.5 hours to get there. Yeah, it was tiring. What can you do? You're with everyone, aren't you? You can't push the queue. You know. And then, alhamdulillah, later on, they did announce that, you know, certain flights that were about to depart, they did give priority to them. So, alhamdulillah, we got priority. We went through, and I was dead on time. We still had 1 hour to wait for. So there's nothing that, you know, cannot be done. But sabr needs to be very, very, very important. Yeah, or something, your car breaks down, you've had a flat tire, your car breaks down, you know, you're going to a meeting and you're already getting late. But one thing you need to understand, why are you getting late? Why did you set off late? So it's your fault. But we still get angry over that. Someone has to, you know, be on the other side of our anger. Why? Because we have to show them that I'm angry. That does not be the matter. You don't have to show people that you are angry. You don't have to show people that you are not happy with something. Yeah, just do sabr, you know, and just think to yourself, this base sabari, this hastiness, maybe, you know, will make you do something really bad that you will regret it all your life. Yeah, and then you woke up in the morning, you're getting late to work, your breakfast isn't ready, you know, that's it. Where's my breakfast? Where's my tea? Where's my biscuits? Where's the toast? Where's the scrambled egg? I didn't say boiled egg. I said scrambled egg, or vice versa. You know, where's the cornflakes? And all these kind of things. We've seen it in a home reality, and we need to really calm down and slow down. There's many other examples I want to, inshallah, as we'll talk about, but inshallah, we'll take a break and we'll do our daily reminder, and then we'll come back, inshallah, and we'll cross a visitor that we're going to be talking to, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
three blessed sayings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam about finding faults in others. You know, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the perfect example for us. He is a role model for us. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is a personality of the best character. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is a personality whom Muslims look up to. His eating, his teaching, his drinking, his sitting, his standing, each and everything is actually an example for us. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam lived a life and set it as an example for us to follow. So looking at the advices of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, three great advices of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam about finding faults in people, that what sort of a discouraged act it is. Allahu Akbar, the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the person who discloses the faults of a Muslim in this world, the person who lets out the secrets, the person who reveals out the hidden faults of a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reveal that person's faults up to this extent that that person will be humiliated in his own home. Allahu Akbar. Another narration about the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who removes a difficulty from a Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall remove a difficulty from him. And the person who conceals the faults of a Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall conceal that person's faults. Allahu Akbar. Help a person, Allah will help you. Remove a difficulty, Allah will remove your difficulties, inshallah. In fact, another wonderful hadith, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the person who conceals and hides the faults of a believer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall grant him entry into paradise. Subhanallah azza wa jal. It may sometimes be hard upon our inner self. Right? If we have found a fault in someone, we can't, you know, just relax and, you know, sit down. We want to let it out to someone. You know what happened? You know this happened? You know that happened? No. If we just make sabr, what have we got to lose? We just have to lose a bit on the aspect of temporary fun. But what do we get in return? We attain Jannah in return. We attain the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah shall hide our faults. We are, you know, sinners. Imagine if our faults are disclosed on the day of judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall hide our faults. We make dua that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us, you know, among those people who have respect on the day of judgment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the shade of his throne on the day of judgment. These few sacrifices in this life shall turn out to be of great means for us on the day of judgment.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah azza wa jal, welcome. Especially for those who just joined our program, yes, you are watching Rise and Shine. The topic that we are discussing today is how to achieve steadfastness. So, alhamdulillah, we've just started the topic, and alhamdulillah, we've got a very beautiful guest online with us, inshallah, azawajal, Maulana Tabriz from South Africa, Durban. So, inshallah, azawajal, let's talk to Maulana Tabriz and learn from him as well, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah, Hazrat, jazakallah khaira for your valuable time. How are you, first of all?
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, ala kulli hal. I say shukran to you as well for giving me this opportunity to be on this beautiful program called Rise and Shine, MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah.
I sometimes watch your program as well. Hazrat, we're talking about how to achieve steadfastness. Your Madani pearls regarding that, please.
Subhanallah. So, mashallah, very beautiful topic, steadfastness, istiqamat. And to have istiqamat and steadfastness, how can one achieve this, mashallah? Lots can be said about this. Firstly, Rafaqat bhai, I would start off by saying that there are two types of istiqamat. One is the good istiqamat and one is the evil and bad istiqamat. Istiqamat means steadfastness. So, a person can have steadfastness on good actions and good matters as well as on bad matters. For example, bad matters relates to people have istiqamat on gambling. Some people have istiqamat and steadfastness on consuming alcohol, whilst others have istiqamat and steadfastness in talking unnecessarily, backbiting, cheating, stealing, deceiving. And this continues, for they have very strong steadfastness upon these bad actions. May Allah Azza wa Jalla protect us from that. May Allah Azza wa Jalla enable us to fight with our carnal desires and to get rid of all the evils that exist, and for us to have istiqamat on those actions which will make us reap the blessings in this world as well as in the hereafter.
Ameen.
So alhamdulillah, Ameen. There are many things that can be said, but however, this world is Darul Amal, Rafaqat Bhai. Darul Amal means a place where we have to work very, very hard and hope to have istiqamat on all the good things. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam even said in a hadith, which even the Aima Ikram on Fridays mentioned this on the pulpit on the Friday when they are giving the khutbah, they mention this word: a good virtue never gets old and a sin is never forgotten. The one who gives compensation to Allah Azza wa Jal will never die. Therefore, be whatever you want to be, you will reap what you sow. So, kama tadin tadan, jo daloge jo boge, wahi banda receive karega, is what you do is what you're going to get. So since this world is Darul Amal, and if we have istiqamah on doing good actions, performing virtuous deeds, and we treat others well, and we have istiqamah. For example, just as a person, he opens his shop in the early parts of the morning, even in the UK, I'm sure there's working hours, 8 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning, till 5 o'clock in the afternoon. People have istiqamah and steadfastness on opening the shop. And they know that the customers look forward coming at certain times. So they will make sure that they are 5 minutes earlier there. And they have istiqamah on opening the shop or closing the shop or going for holidays, so on and so forth. And this is for years it is happening, Rafaqat Bhai. Likewise, you look at the flip side of the coin, we should also have istiqamah when it comes to salah, when the muazzin says, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala al-falah. Now, this is the istiqamah which we lack. And this is majority of the people throughout the world. You know, in every community, in every society, you will find that people don't have istiqamah and steadfastness on good matters and good actions. Whereas what you sow is what you're going to reap. In this world,
yeah, sometimes I want to say that as well, that sometimes what happens is when you talk to people, you know, they like you said, they have istiqamat when they go to work or whenever it's something to do with the world, you know, they'll do it properly. You know, but when it comes to the deen, people start to slacken off their prayers, the reading of the Quran. How can someone achieve that as well? What is the problem there though?
So the thing is that the qalb and the heart of a person is never steadfast. Rafaqat Bhai. Firstly, we should understand that the qalb, as even the pious predecessors have mentioned, that the qalb is something which consistently changes, continuously and countless time changes throughout the day and night. It is like a sparrow, it changes. So take up good deeds only as much as you are able to do. For the best deeds are those done regularly, even if they are few, Rafaqat Bhai. Agar che kam hai, thode se hai, magar hum usme regular rahe, we must have istiqamat and steadfastness upon those actions, even if they are little. For example, a person gives £1 sadaqah every morning, mashallah. In South Africa, he gives 1 rand sadaqah every morning as he wakes up. And Allah has blessed him with wealth, so he must have istiqamat in taking out the charity and sadaqah without his heart changing. You get some people, mashallah, they might read tahajjud salah. They wake up in the early parts of the morning and they will read tahajjud salah for 2 days and 3 days. But because of waking up in the morning, they might miss the Fajr Salah. They don't have istiqamah with the Fajr Salahs, and something will lack. They went to do something good. On the other hand, they read the Tahajjud Salah, but then they miss the Fajr Salah. Or a person made niyyah, but he only woke up for a few days and he couldn't have istiqamah and steadfastness. Most beloved of deed to Allah Azza wa Jalla are those that are most consistent, even if it is smallest. So we learn that the key ingredient to istiqamah is consistency. If we only become consistent in every good matter and action we do, like for example, Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, Hazrat Sayyidina Khabab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu anhu, all these great sahaba alayhi muridwan had istiqamah on every action they had performed for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal.
You know, when people say that, you know, I don't find istiqamah in the deen, you know, one of the reasons could be, Nigrani Shura once mentioned, is that do we ever give priority to these things? You know, whatever we give priority, you do that. So we need to give more priority to our deen. That's when you get the istiqamah as well.
100% Rafaqat Bhai. If we give priority to the deen, surely this will assist and help us and make us understand these matters here. Because to have istiqamah is a great success, Rafaqat Bhai. Those who have istiqamah are really, really fortunate. And for those who don't have steadfastness, they should work towards this and pray towards istiqamah and ask Allah to grant them istiqamah. Istiqamat also comes when a person has very high level of tolerance, faqad bhai, tolerance and sabr and patience. Jiske paas ye sabr ho, agar sabr ka ye component jiske paas ho, jiske andar ho, then most likely he will have istiqamat and steadfastness. It's because of being very impatient on little matters. For example, people become very impatient even if they are the robot, the signal. Whilst driving car, you can't wait to drive. Some people become very restless if the lights get cut off for some moment. Some people become restless if the water is cut off. Likewise, there's a long list that can be given how people become impatient. If we become tolerant and we attain perseverance and all of those components, inshallah, azawajal, those characteristics, then automatically a person will start having istiqamat and steadfastness. So have istiqamat and steadfastness on sabr itself first. If a person can become very patient, then ultimately the reward for that is that Allahu Akbar. If you go to the hadith of Rasul Kareem sallallahu with regards to being patient and having sabr, Rasulullah said in a hadith on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah Azza wa Jalla will bestow rewards upon those people that face calamities and adversities in the dunya, then those who remain safe from calamities or at ease in the world will wish that kash their bodies were cut with scissors. Allah, so that they could also be rewarded similarly like those who will be rewarded on the Day of Judgment. So alhamdulillah, look at it, Rafaqat bhai, we don't have istiqamat because we are very impatient people. And Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala, all these great awliya and salihin, they taught us how to have istiqamat. I mean, this is not normal that Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala had such steadfastness upon performing good deeds, good actions, that he offered his Fajr Salah with the wudu of his Isha Salah for 40 years, Hazrat. For 40 years.
Sometimes people say here as well is, they are the walis of Allah. We are not, we just like lame people. That's another excuse we use as well.
Allahu Akbar. So, Hazrat, this comes when a person, of course, he gets hidayat from Allah Azza wa Jal and his heart is open towards good deeds. If a person strives towards good deeds, if he's hoping and making dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, earnestly, Ya Allah, guide me, Ya Allah, protect me, Ya Allah, show me the righteous path, make me walk this path, which is of Sirat-i-Mustaqim, then surely he will attain guidance. A person makes tawbah and he repents instantly and immediately after his sin is committed. All of this will lead towards istiqamah and steadfastness. If a person becomes bold, he commits sin, then he will say, no, I will wait for next Jummah, next Friday I will make tawbah. Some people make intention, I will wait for next Eid, I will make tawbah. Some people say, I'm too young now, I'm only 35 years old. When I become 50 years old, then I will make tawbah. Then if a person thinks like this, he can never ever have istiqamah and steadfastness on any good matter. So these are the components, Rafaqat bhai. Firstly, to have sabr and patience, then to repent, make istighfar in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla over and again. Then these waswasas of the shaitan, of the accursed devil will not come to them. I never ever think that I'm a layman, I can't have istiqamah. No, every person has, our Quran is the same, our namaz is the same, our Allah is the one. Our beloved Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the final messenger of Allah Azza wa Jalla. We believe in him. We have one Kaabatullah for which we make tawaf. We have one maqsad, one destination, which is Jannah. Likewise, Allah Azza wa Jalla created us equally. What we are judged with is a taqwa and piety. Yes, we have differences in our lifestyle. Somebody is rich, somebody is poor, somebody is black, somebody is white, somebody is this, someone is that, somebody is a meman, somebody is a surti. We have these various social statuses, but in the sight of Allah, inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. We are only judged by the taqwa and piety we adopt. And this is what grants and gives a person istiqamah. If only we can focus on this and make this our ultimate goal, that I want to attain piety. How can I attain piety? The moment a person makes this niyyah, an intention, and he strives towards that. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the ability and tawfiq to understand these matters and to strive and to work very hard. These examples can be given. Why do we have istiqamah when it comes to worldly matters? And why can't we adopt istiqamah when it comes to dini matters? So the heart will witness and the heart will bear testimony to this, that it is our own actions, what we have sow, what we have planted is what we're going to reap. It is just mere foolishness that a person sows the seeds of evil deeds and he wishes to reap the blessings of Jannah and he wishes to have the status of the pious people. If you plant the seeds of good actions, inshallah azza wa jalla, if you have istiqamat upon those few good actions that you do in this dunya, you don't know, it is maybe perhaps that small, minor, good, virtuous deed which you perform for the pleasure of Allah and you had istiqamat upon it, through which Allah will forgive all your sins and grant you Jannah. This is possible. This has happened before as well. So yeah, this is my Madani pearl to the viewers out
there. MashaAllah, very, very beautiful Madani pearls. And to be honest with you, Alhamdulillah, it's been a pleasure listening to them. And I hope, inshallah, Azawajal, we can all act upon them and make ourselves a better Muslim, Alhamdulillah. Jazakallah khaira, Mawlana sahab, Allah Ta'ala bless you and reward you. And please carry on with all the good works that you're doing, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah, Azawajal. Mawlana Tabriz, MashaAllah, you've seen on Madani channel. And many times, Alhamdulillah, he's joined in this Rise and Shine program as well. MashaAllah, beautiful words of wisdom and beautiful, eloquently mentioned as well. May Allah Ta'ala reward him and bless him for all the hard work that he's doing. And all the brothers, MashaAllah, who are watching in South Africa, you got some really beautiful gems like Mawlana Tabriz. MashaAllah, Azawajal, Allah Ta'ala bless him and reward him. Madani Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, you are watching our program Rise and Shine this very beautiful morning. We're talking about how to achieve steadfastness. And just on the show before that, Mawlana Tabriz from Durban, South Africa, was mentioning a lot of Madani pearls that we can learn from. And he mentioned some of the things that there's a whole list of things. And I was just going through them, list of things that he was mentioning. I mentioned a few things as well. Now, another thing is when someone breaks your heart. Yeah, so when someone breaks your heart, when someone says something to you and you don't like that. And then what happens is we try to look for opportunities how to take revenge. Yeah, I'm not going to leave you now. I'm going to do this. And then we start to plan things. You know, we can't get to sleep. Yeah, we can't get to sleep. We can't do our work productively, properly. You know, we're all, because why? We're always thinking, how can I take revenge from this person? When you don't need to overthink, you don't need to overreact on things. Just let bygones be bygones. What's happened has happened. You know, Alhamdulillah, when you have the love of Allah in your heart, when your goal is Jannat, when your goal is the pleasure of Allah, you don't need to worry about any of the other things as well. And then when someone does something wrong, you know, it's a family member, sometimes, he might have done a mistake, you know, just like we make mistakes, he's made a mistake. Just like he did not, maybe did not want to do this, but, you know, just out of coincidence, it's happened. You know, again, let it go. Because what's going to happen is you're just going to be, you know, overreacting on things and overthinking. And you're going to just make yourself, you know, problems as well. You know, even at home, you know, especially, you know, I'm trying to focus things at home. When things can go wrong at home, you know, your clothes have not been ironed, your clothes have not been washed, you know. So just thank, when was the last time we thanked them as well? You know, for the clothes that, you know, my wife or my daughters or my sisters or my mom, when she washes them, you know, when's the last time we said, Jazakallah khair, I'm going to reward you. So we don't reward them or we don't even say thank you to them. And in return, when something doesn't happen, you know, we start to shout and ma'azallah, you know, blow everything out of proportion. It's not like that. You know, Alhamdulillah, they're not your servants. They're not your slaves. They're your mothers, they're your sisters, they're your wives. We need to make sure that we take care of them properly as well. And then also another thing is when something, you know, your children are home, they might break something, and, you know, they might break a cup, they might break a tea, you know, set or something. You know, it was really expensive. What can you do? It's broken now, isn't it? If you go and slap them, if you go and shout at them, you're not going to get it back, are you? So, you know, so always think to yourself that it was the pleasure of Allah, it's what Allah Ta'ala wanted, and let it go from there. Yeah? And then sometimes you're in the masjid as well and you come outside and my shoes are missing. Oh my God, oh, where's my shoes? Oh, this has happened, that's happened. And I've seen people running upstairs, down. Why are you running upstairs for? Yeah, maybe someone's warned them. I can remember it was in one of the masjids locally where so this guy came downstairs and he goes, oh my God, someone stole my shoes. Yeah, someone's stolen them. And then one of the lads, they come and they said, no one's stolen them. You put your shoes on the floor. Why do we have shoe racks for? So I took them and I put them on the shoe rack. There they are. And he goes, oh, all right, so sorry. Yeah, so what's the point saying sorry now? Yeah. MashaAllah, he started, you know, shouting and, you know, it was chaos. Yeah, and it was a good job that person was there. You know, again, it was our fault. We shouldn't have put them onto the floor. That's why you have shoe racks. They're made for the shoes. Yeah, so you put the shoes on the racks. That's why they're called shoe racks. Yeah, so if you put them onto the floor, maybe someone can trip over that. So that person actually did him a favor and is there shouting at him as well. Another thing, we got, you know, really, really, you know, angry and agitated. It's the moment someone doesn't pick the phone up. One ring, two ring, oh, khuda na khauf karo. You're probably reading namaz. And this has happened many times as well. I tried ringing you, you know, you're not picking my phone up. Yes, because I was reading my Maghrib Salah. Aap udha panne goro. Yeah, I say they're parandi on a say tara. Yeah, this guy, I know that this person started ringing me as well. And after Salah, I had to check my mobile phone, you know, because he was ringing. And, you know, I said to the guy, agila give, see, why were you ringing me? Oh, I wanted to ask you a masla. You know, masla kaise na si regarding the dunya. Dunya ne masle puchne rahe ho, khuda ne bande ho. Come to the masjid. Koi Allah ne bargah, koi sajda raise ho jao. Sare masle halo ho jao. But we don't go that way. We don't go that way. It's too much for us. Namaz, oh, tuba, maut na aai jae. You know, and this is the mentality of some people. When you tell them, you know, give them wazifeh to read, yao, you know, read Ya Salamu 111 times. Oh, ho, ho. Is there nothing that I could wear? Pada na kuch bhi. You know, we don't want to read anything. Do something, you know, do abracadabra and everything comes, you know, back to normal again. The shifa. Yeah, it doesn't work like that. Thodi mehnat karni paisi. You know, and then also, when, you know, someone comes to our home, you know, we do besabri at that time as well. You know, the food's not there. Or sometimes when your foot slips, yeah, you slip and you hurt yourself. And then, as you know, for the zimmedarans, Madani Mashur has been in, you know, cold, and, you know, Islam brothers are taking their time. They're not answering. They're not saying labbaik. They're not replying to you. We get angry, you know, ghussa channar and shaitans. They're playing about with our hearts. You know, the moja karna. And we're there trying, you know, winding up ourselves. You know, all these kind of things. Yeah, as Muslims, let's move forwards. And inshallah, so listen to this very beautiful saying of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, whenever is put into a problem, into a calamity, there are still four ni'mas that Allah ta'ala is showering on. Number one, is musibat ke sabab fil waqt mein guna mein mubtala nahi hota. Because of that musibat, that problem, I don't fall into the trap of committing a sin because of that problem. Number two, the musibat, the problem that I've got now, Allah Ta'ala has kept me away from a bigger problem. Yeah? So you got a problem, but Allah Ta'ala has kept you away from a bigger problem. Number three, is musibat ke waqt mein us par razi hota hoon. If you say steadfast, then there is a ni'mat there as well. Aur is musibat ke waqt mujhe us par sawab ki umeed hoti hai. And because of that calamity, you have the umeed that you will be rewarded as well. So alhamdulillah azza wa jal, there's so many positive things that could come out of any calamity. Yeah, so alhamdulillah azza wa jal, do sabr, get reward for it. Don't do sabr, don't get any reward. And we're in this world, like Maulana Sahib mentioned earlier on, this world is a darul amal. It's a place where we do something. Darul jaza is the hereafter. So for darul amal, we need to do something. We need to do good actions. And if we can't do good actions, let's do sabr on anything, on the problems that we get. Inshallah, we can gain reward as well. Let's take a break and inshallah go towards our next segment, the daily hadith. And inshallah, we'll come back and we'll discuss more on this. There got some beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to mention as well. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
By the grace of Allah. By the grace of Allah.
Now regarding the honorable companions radwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has explained, do not speak ill of my companions, because if any of you were to give charity the amount of gold equivalent to the whole of Mount Uhud, it would not be equivalent to a single mud or half a mud given by any of them. Now what's the explanation of this hadith? Is that if a companion gave a small amount of barley in charity, whilst a ghouth, qutb, or any ordinary Muslim gave a mountain's worth of gold, the latter were not near the level of acceptance and closeness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same is true regarding fasting, salah, and all other acts of worship. When salah in Masjid al-Nabawi is equivalent to 50,000 offered salah elsewhere. What words could adequately explain the rank of the companions who physically saw the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and spent time in his company? What can be said of the amazing acts of worship? Now, the rank of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's companions is really, really high. This hadith also teaches us to mention the honorable companions with nothing but good. They are never to be spoken about with belittling or disrespectful terms, not even in the slightest. These are specific individuals Allah chose to accompany His beloved. Now imagine this, just as an example. When a merciful father does not let his son stay in the company of bad people, then how could our merciful Lord, Azza wa Jal, like for His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to stay in such company? The companions' superiority is founded on the fact that they accompanied the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and lived in the era of divine revelation. If anyone from our lives for 1,000 years tries to spend his entire time obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and refraining from disobedience such that we become the greatest worshipper of our era, even then, dear viewers of Madani Channel, even then, all of this worship will not match a single moment spent in the companionship of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The lesson that we learn here is that whenever we speak about the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, always with respect. Never use disrespectful terms. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Four beautiful hadiths of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam for those people who are patient at the time of any calamity. The first hadith from narrated and reported in Sahih Bukhari, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, he says, when Allah ta'ala desires to do something good with a person, He inflicts him into a calamity, into a problem. So again, when Allah ta'ala desires to do something good for a person, sometimes we think, marinal kiya, yeah, why has it happened to me? It's because Allah loves you. It's because Allah wants to put you into a test and forgive your sins that you have committed. So always think to yourself, this problem that you are in, it doesn't always mean that you know you're being punished for that. It could be that Allah Azza wa Jal, because He loves you and He's putting you through a trial. Are you going to pass this trial? Are you going to pass this test or not? A second hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that jab Allah paak kisi bande se mohabbat farmata hai ya use apna dost banane ka irada farmata hai to us par azmaishon ki barish farma deta hai. When Allah Ta'ala wants to test someone, when Allah Ta'ala wants to make someone as His friend, Allah Azza wa Jal showers problems and calamities upon him. Phir jab wo banda apne Rab ko pukarta hai, ay mere Rab, to Allah Paak farmata hai, mere bande, tu jo kuch mujhse mangega, main tujhe ata karunga. When that person, he calls out that, Ya Allah, out of pain, out of sorrow, Allah Ta'ala says, oh my bondsman, oh my slave, ask me whatever you want, I will fulfill your desires. So main tujhe jald de dunga ya use teri aakhirat ke liye zakhira kar dunga. I will save it for you until the day of judgment. That's another thing. Sometimes we hastiness, we jaldbazi karte hain. Yeah, my duas are not accepted. I always make dua, my things are not getting better. You know, I'm ill, I don't get better. I've got this problem, it never gets sorted out. One of the reasons is because Allah Ta'ala wants to elevate your ranks as well. Subhanallah. The third last hadith, which is quoted in Majma'u Zawaid, jiske maal ya jaan mein musibat aaye, phir usne usse poshida rakha. Yeah, when someone in his maal, you know, in his belongings or in his life, you know, when there is problems and he keeps it as a secret, aur logon par zahir na kiya, تو اللہ پاک کا حق ہے کہ اس کی مغفرت فرما دے. It is incumbent upon Allah Ta'ala to forgive that person his sins. Subhanallah. چپ رہ سے تا موتی ملسن، صبر کریں تا ہیرے، پاگلاں وانگو رولا پاویں، نہ موتی نہ ہیرے. Yeah, so if you are silent, you do sabr, inshallah azawajal, you will get everything what you desire. And if you shout, if you cry, if you do things like that, you will not get anything. MashaAllah, beautiful poem. We've got Ghulam Rasool. Let's see what Ghulam Rasool will be teaching us this morning, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Wow, Brother Bablu, MashaAllah, after eating popcorns, you have become strong.
Yes, you're right, look at this.
But Brother Bablu has no power or strength at all.
So should we have a competition then?
Yes, go on then.
Brother Noman, hold my popcorn for a second.
Dear Brother Bablu, now show me your hand. Go on, try to free your hand now.
What's happening here? Brother Noman? Brother Ghulam Rasool, Brother Bablu and Brother Fizan were competing each other to see who is more powerful. And Brother Fizan let go of Brother Bablu's hand. And he fell down.
Brother Fizan, that's not very nice, is it? You harmed a Muslim brother of yours. The summary of a beautiful hadith is that a Muslim is he from whose tongue and hand another Muslim stays safe.
Brother Ghulam Rasool, from now on, inshallah, I will not harm anyone.
And Brother Bablu, even if we do have power, then it is not necessary for us to let everyone know that we are powerful.
Brother Ghulam Rasool, it was my mistake as well. I will avoid doing so in future.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. ماشاءاللہ عز و جل. Just a few of the pious people, a few accounts of their lives, how they did sabr. حضرت سیدنا فتح موصلی رحمت اللہ تعالی علی, a great wali of his time as well. His wife, one day she broke the nail of a toe. And instead of crying out of pain and instead of shouting, she did sabr. And someone asked her, do you not feel any pain? Dard nahi mehsoos hota? And she says that, yes, I do feel the pain. But why I'm smiling is because I'm doing sabr on that pain. Allah Azza wa Jal has rewarded me for that as well. Because of the reward of getting that reward, I've totally forgot my pain. Subhanallah. Hazrat Sayyidina Fuzail bin Ayaz, Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. No one saw him ever smiling. When his son passed away, he started to smile. He smiled. And people, they said that, Hazrat, what kind of a moment is that to smile? We've never seen you smiling, but your son passed away and you are smiling. He says, May Allah paaki riza par razi hokar muskura raha hun, because I am patient in what Allah Azza wa Jal is happy with. I'm smiling because of that. And then what will happen? اللہ پاک کی رضا ہی کے سبب میرے بیٹے کو قضا آئی, رب کریم کی پسند اپنی پسند. یعنی he says that my son died because of the rizā of Allah عز و جل, therefore I am also patient on that as well. سبحان اللہ عز و جل. No doubt, you know, when our pious predecessors, mashallah, their lives are a way of a glimmer of hope to us, really, because this is how we should be living our lives as well. Subhanallah. You know, sometimes people, they say that, no, you know, I don't know what's happened. What sin have I done? Pata nahi kya musibat, what have I done that I deserve this? Yeah. And then if you look at their lives, they don't offer their salah. They swear, they backbite. You know, the ostentation, ma'azallah, do riyakari, talk bad about people. You know, don't even offer their salah. Listen to music, watch video films. They do everything. And then they say, pata nahi kya musibat ase ki hai musibat ach nahi asa kitna kya hai oye kitna chhodya kya asa. What have we not done? We've done every bad in our lives. Yeah, I was speaking to this person. Yeah, he goes, main sharab ta kon peena, pata nahi marna ki hai musibat ach nahi sharab namaz padne ho jab mauka lamna padne phir hi aane musibat ko nahi acha quran padhya kada nahi padhya phir aur kya lonne. All these kind of things, if you think to yourself, There's so many things that we don't do that we should do. And then we say, why is this musibat come to us? You're always thinking bad about someone else. You're thinking negative about someone else. Do you not think that it's going to come back to you as well? And do you not think that when we are thinking bad about someone, do you not think it's going to affect you as well? When you think negative about someone else, about his appearance, about his personality, do you not think that it's going to come back and haunt you as well? Yeah? And then they say that, why I haven't done anything wrong. What about your parents? You ever make dua for them? Have you ever looked after your parents? Ma'azallah, you've never asked your parents how they are. You're always looking after your own family. You're forgetting your parents. And then you're saying, what have I done? In the same way, Piyar Islam Bayu, instead of saying, what have I done to deserve all this here? Always think that you didn't have to do anything bad to deserve this. Allah is testing you. Allah will always test you. You will always be put into a test. Okay, we can make dua that, Ya Allah, we're not worthy of any test. Yeah? We can make dua. But rather than saying, why I've been tested, just say, Ya Allah, if this is my test, then make me steadfast and increase my ranks and reward me. Instead of shouting and crying and, ma'azallah, swearing and doing all them kind of things. Now, the question is, how can we make our mindset to become, people who are of steadfastness? Number one, whenever a calamity befalls you, always turn to Allah. Ya Allah, this has happened. You are my guide. You are the one that I turn to. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Then what will happen? Aista, slowly, Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we will try to get sabr as well. Rather than saying, what have I done? Why am I being punished like this? Always think about the positives of life. Always think about the positive side. Yeah, Inshallah, Azul, we will be rewarded for that. Mere aamal ka badla to jahannam hi tha. Seriously, the sins that we are doing today, our end result is fire of hell, azab. Yeah, mere aamal ka badla to jahannam hi tha. Main to jata, mujhe sarkar ne jaane na diya. Yeah, I was going, running, not walking. I was flying towards the fire of hell. But the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stopped us. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba ikram, look at the problems that they went through. And then also, when you look at the sabr of the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, look at the sabr of the pious people, the pious predecessors, what they went through as well. So inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, and then always ask yourself, why did this happen? وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُوا عَنْ كَثِيرٍ اور تمہیں جو مصیبت پہنچی وہ اس کے سبب سے ہے جو تمہارے ہاتھوں نے کمایا اور بہت کچھ تو معاف فرما دیتا ہے. Whatever is happening is maybe our own hands, maybe we deserve that because of what we've done. Yeah, so always think about that as well. MashaAllah, Azza wa Jalla, a promo to show you, inshallah, and then we'll come to wrapping up our program, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Zakat, a divine obligation and a means of purification. Dawat Islami is giving us a great opportunity in order to gain great reward through our zakat.
Say be upon him and the grace of Mustafa.
If you give your zakat to Dawat Islami, where will it be used? Your donation will be used to support more than 15,000 campuses and support the education of more than 400,000 Madrasatul Madina students and Jamaatul Madina students. Alongside this, you will see your money used to support millions across the globe who are affected financially and in terms of well-being as well. You will also see, through the power of social media, that Dawat Islami will reach more than 50 million individuals through social media, Madri channel and publications. When you give your money to Dawat Islami, you will see Islamic guidance reaching to many Muslims across the globe through Darul Ifta Ahle Sunnah. So give your money to Dawat Islami and do not miss out on this great opportunity in order to also gain a share of the great reward that entails within this Islamic movement of Dawat Islami.
Dawat-e-Islami UK Madani Channel. Sort code 309773. Account number 4363456 0. IBAN GB67LOYD 309773436 3450. BIC LOYD GB21087.
Your donations can be utilized in any permissible, religious, reformative, welfare, spiritual, benevolent, charitable, and income-generating lawful and secure work so that the increasing expenses can be met.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, if you've, mashallah, been watching the program, I hope we, alhamdulillah, learned a lot of things. And inshallah, we're going to try to live our lives according to what we have learned today. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, take care of yourselves and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end. And the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.